Why don't you sit back and relax and listen to my interview with Bob
Stone. And now it's time for the Dental Hacks interview.
That's really good, too, because you say it again.
That's right. And you know what else? Now three people know you've offered to write a review.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you another benefit. With our system, and again, it's how you want to operate. There's two things you want as a dentist marketing-wise. You want great reviews on Google and everywhere else. But more importantly, it's the referrals. Referrals are king. Oh, mm-hmm. my gosh. Mm-hmm. I have found most dental offices are not actively doing anything to get referrals. Mm-hmm. So with our system, for example, after someone writes a review, they're going to get either a coupon or a flyer from the dentist with a request that the patient shares it with their family and friends. And it's an amazing referral tool. But we find if the dentist is asking for a review and if the dentist is asking for a referral, they're asking too much. So if the dentist asks for the review and then passes the person off to the front desk, as the person at the front desk gets their name and email and tells them how awesome they are, what they can do then is ask for a referral and say something like this, hey, Alan, when I'm sending this review request, would it be okay with you if I send a digital coupon along with it and ask if you wouldn't mind sharing it with your family and friends? May I do that? Now you have someone other than the dentist asking for the review. And also that commitment consistency trigger kicks in. I've not only said yes to the dentist, I'm going to write a review, which makes me more likely to do it, but I've also said yes to the lady or man up front that's asked me to forward the coupon on to my friends. Make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Now, here is the next thing, which is the most amazing part of, I think, the whole review system. We have a follow-up email that goes out 3 days later, and it only goes to the people, Alan, that didn't write a review. Now, most follow-up emails say this. They say, hey, Alan, we saw you haven't had a chance to write a review yet. Know you've been busy, but if you've got a few minutes to write a review, we'd sure appreciate it. What happens is we know statistically, if you send a follow-up email like that out, you're going to get 15% more reviews. So if you're asking patients at your office and you see that they're not responding, if you send a reminder like that, you're going to get 15% more reviews, which isn't bad. However, when we looked at that, we thought, this sounds kind of pushy. You know, when we designed our system, the five-star review system, it was designed with one purpose in mind, and that was, under all circumstances, we want the dentist to be more referable. Under all circumstances, whether someone writes a good review or bad, or writes a review or not. So we reworded that reminder. And when I read this to you, I'll tell you this. This reminder that only goes to people that didn't write a review doesn't get 15% more reviews. It actually gets 100% more reviews. So here's the lesson. If you can send a follow-up email to your patients that didn't respond within 3 days and it reads like this, it's going to double your response rate. Are you ready?
I am. Let's hear it.
Hi, Alan. If you haven't had a chance to review us yet, please don't worry about it. My only concern in asking you to write a review is to make sure you are delighted with the quality of our service and to let you know how much we all appreciate you. Thank you so much. Signed, Dr. Bob. Now, I want you to notice three things about that email. One, it says thank you without asking for anything in return. Two, 80% of the population feels some level of guilt if they tell you they're going to write a review and they don't do it. Tell me, are you one of those people or not?
Oh, my gosh, yeah, totally.
Oh, me too. And so what happens is it completely lets you off the hook. Now you don't have to feel bad any longer. However, what is so amazing in that first line that says, hi, Alan, if you haven't had a chance to review us yet, that word review very subtly is clickable text. We don't ask you to click on it. We don't point to it, nothing. But that email, that one email, is literally responsible for doubling the effectiveness of any review system that you put in place. So if you can follow up with your patients who have not responded to your initial request with something like that, it will double your response rate. That's amazing.
That is very cool. Okay, yeah. So I'm gonna break in here. I don't wanna break your stride here, but I use, and I know a lot of dentists that are listening to this, they use probably Demand Force, or they probably use Lighthouse, which is one of these services that does a whole bunch of things. Like, we use Lighthouse. The main thing that we like Lighthouse for is basically reminding patients of appointments. It sends texts or emails, and it's great for that. It has a little review section on it, but of course it has their own, it sends it to their own website, which literally does nothing. That doesn't do anything for your search engine. It's not Google. It's not Yelp. And so, I mean, and patients honestly are really, they do the thing. We ask them, they do it. It's no big deal. Here's the thing. It's not, you know, it's unimpressive because it's not actually doing anything for you because it only shows up on their website. In other words, they haven't done the legwork that it sounds like you guys have done. So the question is, like, everyone knows that and everyone's like, well, but they do a good job with the other stuff that we ask. So there you have it. So then can your system be used alongside of this kind of thing? In other words, instead of having them ask for the review on the Lighthouse, can you use your system alongside of this thing?
So 80% of the dentists who use our system also have Lighthouse, Demandforce, Yappy, RevenueWell.
Okay.
They're already using those. They've all discovered the same thing you have. It's not really helping them market their business. So all of those dentists that use our system, which is 1/6 the price of these other guys, but keep in mind, they do things we don't do.
Sure. And exactly. The functionality is very wide, and it strikes me as funny that the marketing aspect of those almost seems like a last minute add-on because it doesn't,
exactly.
It doesn't do that much. I mean, I will say that we get plenty of people doing reviews for us, but the reviews don't mean anything. That's the problem.
Correct. Well, so the answer is yes. And I'll tell you, there's things our system does that are significantly different from all of those services. The first one is, of course, we do a much better job of getting reviews on Google and Yelp and all the places where you need reviews, where you're literally competing with other dentists for business. Something that we do too there are a lot of review companies out there, and many of them haven't figured these things out yet. We send out thousands and thousands of review requests every week. So we have this massive data that we can look at and make changes instantaneously. One of the things we know, for example, is that if you're looking for a dentist in Orlando, St. Louis, Tampa, doesn't matter. You're not looking for the dentist with the most reviews. That's secondary. You're looking for the highest rated dentist. And here's the thing. With our system, unlike Yelp and Yappy and a lot of these others, they say, would you recommend us? Our rate is from 1 to 10. And if you give us 7 or 8 or 9, we'll send you on to Google. If you say you'll recommend us, we'll send you on to Google. Well, when you say you're going to recommend somebody or you rate them 8 or 9, that is absolutely no guarantee that when they get to Google, they're going to give you a 5-star rating.
Interesting.
So with our system, it says rate us from 1 to 5. The only people we send to Google are people that say, I want to give you a 5-star rating. Now, I've got dentists that go, Bob, well, you know, we've got all 5 stars. I don't believe that that's believable. Well, that's okay if you don't believe it. Honest to goodness. And if you want me to write a bad review, I'll be happy to do that for you. And I'm teasing, of course. But what happens is when they realize when they're competing against other people and the people they're competing against have 4.8, 4.9, 5.0, they finally realize, wow, Bob, you're right. We cannot afford to get 4-star reviews. Just because somebody's going to refer me, that is no guarantee they're going to give me 5. So that's one of the things our system does that the others don't. The other thing is none of these systems send a follow-up. You know, Yappy, Demandforce, Lighthouse, if someone doesn't respond, and they're literally missing out, Alan, on half of all the reviews you can get because they don't send a follow-up. So that's another thing. There's another thing is our follow-up coupon. Share this with your family and friends. There's tons of people that don't do that. So when dentists...
just out of curiosity, what kind of offers, what kind, the coupon obviously is, every dentist can have a different coupon, but what's the typical thing? What are they typically offering with the coupon?
I want to tell you what's typical and then I want to tell you what I suggest. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
All right. So here's the thing. Typically, half of the dentists use some form of a new patient special offer, $99, and it depends where they are. If they're in an urban area, it's a $199 new patient special, exam, x-rays, and cleaning and absence of gum disease. If they're in a rural area, I see some people do free exam and x-rays, for example. Half the dentists don't do a coupon at all. They do a flyer. So they're not giving anything away. Now, so it's half and half with the dentists that use our system. Now, I'll tell you my opinion, okay? It's just my opinion. My opinion is this. If I were a dentist personally, and I'm not going to tell people what to do, but if I were a dentist, I would not use a coupon offer. It's just my take. I would have my happy customers, my happy patients send a flyer out. And the reason for that is I kind of feel like when you have a new patient special offer and it's a lower price, I kind of feel like mentally it devalues the quality of your service. I may be wrong. I may represent a very small percentage of the people out there. I get that. But it doesn't really matter whether, and this is what we find statistically, it doesn't matter if you're offering a coupon for your patients to share with their friends or if you're offering a flyer for your patients to share with their friends. That is not the biggest factor, whether they're going to share it or not. The number one biggest factor on whether or not a patient is going to share a coupon or a flyer is, do they like you? Do they love you? Do they want to tell their friends how great you are? Did you ask them to share the coupon, and did you make it easy for them?
I was just going to say, as long as it's easy to do, it's much, that just removes a huge barrier right there. Oh. I mean, if it's a couple button pushes in an email address, that makes it a lot easier.
Oh, and it's so easy because as soon as they write the review, they get an email that says, thanks for writing the review. I'm looking forward to reading it. By the way, if you know anyone that's looking for a dentist, will you please forward this to me? Easy to do. Click on one of the social networking buttons or send it on via email. A recommendation from you means a lot.
Oh, and nice. So you can actually use their Facebook account, which is even easier. That's pretty cool.
Oh, and the cool thing is when they get it, and there's some really neat things on the actual coupon, some very unique things. Let's say that I'm your patient and I wrote a review for you. When I get your flyer and ask to send it off, at the very top of the flyer, and Alan, what's the name of your practice? Mead Family Dental?
Yeah, Mead Family Dental, yep.
Okay. So on the top of the flyer that I get, it says, thank you, Bob, for giving Mead Family Dental a 5-star rating. Now, that's not there to thank me. That's what it says. But the main reason that's there in this flyer is social proof.
Sure.
So when I click on that Facebook button and I share that with all my friends, the first thing they're going to see is that I gave you a 5-star rating. So now they sit up and take notice. Also, the dentist photo is in that flyer, and that is super important. We have found anecdotally, Alan, that when your photo is in that flyer, people are way, way more likely to share it because they want to tell their friends about their dentist, not about the practice that the dentist works with. Man, I'm sorry, we're jumping all over the place, but that's
I know that's what everyone was thinking when you're saying it, because dentists are really sensitive to coupons. I think there's some dentists that have really done well with giveaways and coupons, but there's some dentists that are like, okay, that's a line I won't cross, you know. So it's kind of good to know that it's completely up to the dentist what's offered, what's not offered, and how that's presented. Yeah.
And so, for example, with a system like ours, and I'm sure many others, you can create as many flyers or coupons as you want. So, for example, if you offer Invisalign and you have a patient that comes in for, you know, an orthodontic treatment, they're not going to be sharing flyers about general dentistry because they're not interested. They are very, very expert. They're very knowledgeable about your orthodontic treatment, and they're going to tell their friends about their orthodontic treatment. So you can send that patient a flyer or a coupon that they can share with their friends about what the treatment they went through. And the same with dentists. You can even do the same for your dental hygienist.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to bring in dental hygienist patients,
sure,
you can create a coupon or a flyer just for them. And again, my recommendation is I'd stick with the flyer. I personally, you know, and if somebody has a new patient special offer, I don't disagree with them. We just run it for them. But my personal opinion is it kind of devalues the overall quality. So you're going to, you know, do a great job. You're going to ask. You're going to send a review request. Then the other thing you need is you need a tool, some tool that can detect, is the person getting this request on an iPhone, an Android phone, or on a desktop computer? Because writing Google reviews is very, very different on all three of those devices.
Oh, my gosh. Totally, totally.
Totally.
Like, I would never take the time to write a review on something that didn't have that wasn't a desktop. I'm so annoyed by my keyboard on my phone, you know, even the tablet.
Right.
Just there's no chance. And I mean, but then there's other people that, like, literally don't have a computer. All they have is a smartphone, they live on it. My wife, she lives on her smartphone. So you got such different users there. And that makes a huge, so tell me, what do you find? What's the difference between them? Like, how do you treat them differently?
Well, and this is such a great question. And here's the thing. The dentists that are getting tons of Google reviews. Now, remember, we're still only talking about Google, right? The ones that are getting tons of Google reviews, they fully understand what it takes to write a review on an iPhone on an Android phone and on a desktop computer. All three are different. So they send themselves review requests. They get it on an iPhone and watch what happens. An Android and desktop. So here's the thing. If you're on a desktop, generally it is way easier to write a Google review from a desktop. You just need a Google Plus account. Boom, there you go. You write the review. If you are on a mobile phone, Google requires two things. Now, this may change, and we're constantly looking for new links. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, there's a hint out there that we might be able to help our customers get their mobile users to write a Google review without having to go to Google Maps. But as of today, the only way to accurately make sure 100% of your patients can write a review on a mobile phone is with Google Maps. So you need two things on a mobile phone. You still have to have a Google Plus account, and you have to have Google Maps installed. So let's start with an Android phone. I have an Android. What about you, Android or
iPhone? Yep, I've got an Android phone.
If you have an Android phone, you automatically have Google Maps installed on your phone. Did you know that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I use. Okay. That's what I use. I use that in the ways to get around. But bottom line, yeah, it's easy to use on the phone. So Android,
absolutely.
Android, it makes sense that they're more geared for the Google review anyhow. So.
Exactly. And the other thing you have, and you may not know it, but because you have an Android phone, you also have a Google Plus account.
Yep.
Right? Now, that's great. Writing a review on an Android phone for Google is way easier than on an iPhone. Here's the biggest thing on an iPhone. iPhone users, all of them, there's no exception to this, they all think they have Google Maps installed on their iPhone. They don't. They have Apple Maps.
Yep.
And if you think you have Google Maps and you click on a link, Google says, I'm sorry, this business doesn't exist. So with our system, and we've learned this over time, we have this warning that comes up and says, do you have Google Maps, not Apple Maps, installed on your phone? Yes or no, or I don't know. Because if you don't have Google Maps, you can't proceed. So if they don't have Google Maps on an iPhone, we guide them so they can download Google Maps. But here's the thing. Just because you have a smartphone doesn't make you smart. You still have to know how to download Google Maps on your phone to write a review, right?
Exactly.
So once they do that, they can come back and write their Google review. So what we recommend to people is, because with our system, you can send the request via text or email. We always suggest you send it email. And if you want to send a text, that's great, but always send an email too. And here's the reason for that, Alan. If you want Google reviews, if you only send a text, you are only giving your patient the hardest way to write a Google review, which is on a mobile phone. If you send an email, you're also giving them the easiest way, which is on their desktop computer. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. It does make sense.
And here's the other thing. If you send an email, 3 days later, we will send an email that off the hook, Alan, if you haven't written a review, don't revert, worry about it, which gets twice the reviews. If you only send a text message, which, by the way, sending a text to someone when they're in your office and they're expecting it, that's very appropriate. But sending a text to them 3 days later while they're driving down the street reminding them they didn't write a review, are you kidding me? No. It's appropriate sending it via email, but
now that makes sense too. Because what's funny about that is it's like there's the different levels of when you're communicating with people. You know, email is my favorite because I literally can get to it when it's appropriate for me to get to it, when I'm checking my email. Texts and phone calls demand to be at least noticed, if not answered immediately, and so that's fine. Like you say, if you're in the operatory sending it, that makes sense. But then, I can see where that's sort of the problem.
And there's a place for both. I mean, text is wonderful, but we do both. And I'll tell you, there's nothing like email, but if you have the ability to do both, because you mentioned earlier, some people don't even they don't even have a desktop computer. They do everything on their phone. Mm-hmm. So texting them is fine. So the next thing is you've got to make it easy for no matter what device someone is on, you have to find a way to get them to where they need to go. And if you're just using your Google Plus link, I strongly encourage every dentist to get on your cell phone, go to your website where your link is to write a Google review, click on it and watch what happens. You can read your reviews, but you can't write one, and it's maddening for your customers. Okay. So the last couple of things on getting a Google review is, of course, following up. But here are the last two, and we recommend this to everyone. If you really, really want to get Google reviews, you have to understand what your patients go through. If you've never written a Google review for any business on an iPhone, Android, or desktop, how can you possibly provide information to people to make it easy for them to do? You can't. And we can only do so much. Any tool can only do so much. We have a wonderful tutorial for mobile users. And by the way, one of the most valuable lessons we learned, and we tweaked our tutorial for mobile users, it used to be three slides. Click here, click on the business name. I'm sorry, click on the business name, scroll down, write your review. That was it. Click here, scroll down. But then we thought people weren't paying attention. So we created a first slide that said, you're going to be tested on what you're about to see. See if you can remember these three things. So now we're testing them. So they show one, two, three. And then the next slide after they do it, it says, would you like to see that again? Yes, you would. Click yes to watch it again or no to continue to Google Maps. I cannot tell you how many people are going back and watching that little slideshow one more time. Now, when they finally click on Google Maps, they get it. And I'll tell you, those two slides in the beginning and the end made a huge difference on the number of people that now actually know what to do when they click on Google Maps to write a review for you guys. And here's the last tip on getting Google reviews. It is against the law, Federal Trade Commission 2009 ruling, all of that stuff, and it is absolutely against Google and everyone else's terms of service to reward a patient in any way for writing a review. Mm-hmm. And when I say that, I mean, it's not only you can't give them money or a gift card, you can't put them in a prize, an opportunity to win something. That's against the law. You can't donate money to their nicest charity for them to write a review. It's against their terms of service. What you can do, however, is you can reward your people for getting Google reviews. We've seen people get 30, 35, 40 Google reviews in a month, and the way they're doing it is their front office staff is rewarded not as a team, they're rewarded individually, and this is something else we learned. When you reward people as a team, there's not the same level of, I'm going to make this happen. But if you reward people individually, whether it's a hygienist or someone up front, so many dollars or whatever it is to get a Google review, they fully understand what it takes to get a Google review, mm-hmm. and they'll walk that person through everything they need to do to get it. The only problem you have to worry about then is getting too many reviews too quickly. So, and what, that'd be a great problem to
yeah,
have.
Yeah, no, that's a problem I think we could deal with, exactly.
Yeah, there you go. Well, does that help with respect to Google?
Very oh my gosh, totally. No, that's huge. And I have to tell you, we've talked about reviews a lot of times on the show, but we've never delved this deep. Not even close. Wow, that was terrific.
Well, thank you.
Now, we've got about 10 minutes or so to wrap up, and I definitely, at the very end, I want you to be able to give everyone information on how to, if they want to look into your service. But we said we wanted to talk about Yelp a little bit. So we've got a little time to talk about Yelp. And,
perfect.
Let's dive in. Give me Yelp. Give me everything you got on Yelp in 8 minutes or less.
And I'll do that. And I want to give you a Yelp perspective from a non-Yelp employee, somebody that's trying to get Yelp reviews and has learned about Yelp as an outsider.
Uh-huh.
So about half of the dentists that contact us have ruined their ability to get Yelp reviews, ruined it.
Yep.
Now, let me tell you how that happens. They're breaking one of Yelp's rules. And it's, you know, and that rule is, and you're probably aware of this, do not ask people to go to Yelp directly to write a review. Now, you got to wonder, how does Yelp know that I'm asking people to go there to write a review? Here's how they know. When you click on Yelp to write a review, Yelp, they're like they're like a siren out there. They're just calling you. They make it so easy. Google says, well, got to have a Google Plus account. Wait. You're not ready to write. Yelp says, come on, sweetheart. It's right there. Just write your review. It's so easy. And then what happens after you do that, below, there's a little red button that says sign up and post. You click on that and Yelp says, oh, sweetheart, I'm sorry. There's just one more little thing you need to do. You need to get sign up for us. You know, give us your name and email. What happens is, those are all brand new Yelpers. And if you go into your Yelp filtered section, most dentists will see that the majority of those people that have written Yelp reviews that are filtered are new Yelpers.
Exactly. That's
how Yelp knows. Now, here's something we've noticed. I don't know Yelp's a logarithm. It's just something I've noticed. I understand about one in every seven or eight Yelp reviews. Now, this is from a year or two ago, is written by a new Yelper. I get it. 85-86% of Yelp reviews are written by people that are big Yelpers. If Yelp sees a very high percentage of all the reviews from new Yelpers and their five-star reviews, what happens is after you get about 10 or 11 brand new Yelpers writing a review, Yelp tends to put you in what we call their purgatory filter.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is this. Now, when you get an active Yelper writing a review, Yelp is going to put them in that filter as well. And the only way to get out of that is to prove to Yelp from this point forward, you are only going to be sending active Yelpers to Yelp. It's the only way to get out of it. Now, the goal is when you want reviews on Yelp, and Yelp is a wonderful site to get reviews, what we do, and I encourage the rest of you to do this as well, next to Yelp, we have a little warning. It's really not a warning. It's a note. But here's what it says. When they click on our site and they give you 5 stars and they see maybe Google Yelp and health grades, for example, is 3 choices. Next to Yelp, there's little text that reads this. Please, only, and only is capitalized, please, only, leave a review on Yelp if you're an active Yelper and you already have an account. Otherwise, Yelp will filter your review. Now, what I've noticed is, and we've had this text on there for about 2 years, it won't keep everyone off, but it keeps about 90% of the people who would normally write a review there and ruin your ability to get reviews on Yelp. It keeps them off. Now, the good news is, are all these people that are newbies that write reviews, as they get more involved with Yelp, you know, Yelp may take them out of the filtered section and put them in the, but the problem is most of the people that write their first review for you on Yelp, they don't continue down that line. They just don't. So with Yelp, you've got to find a way to make sure that the only people you send there are active Yelpers, however you do it. If you do that, you're going to get some fantastic Yelp reviews and you're going to stay out of trouble. So that's what I have to say about that, Alan.
You know, what's really interesting is Morgan from Yelp said that, but she did she said that, but not in so many words.
No.
Not in so many words. She made a point of saying it's always best to have people that are active. She made a point of saying that, active Yelpers have more weight or something like that. She didn't say anything about the filter. However, every dentist I've ever run into who's tried to optimize Yelp gets burned. And frankly, what they found, and I don't know if this is real or not, but you know, that problem seems to be fixed after they become members of Yelp and they're paying money. I don't know if there's truth in that or not. If I remember correctly, there's a couple lawsuits that Yelp won that might prove that to be the truth.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've seen the same thing, but I'll tell you, I am anxious to see the $1 billion bullet.
Oh my gosh, yeah, totally. For the listeners that don't know what we're talking about, there's a documentary coming out. It's called $1 billion Bully, and it's kind of a, I'm assuming it's a takedown of Yelp, but it's going to be in a documentary style, so it should be interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, so Yelp is what Yelp is, and I want to believe they're not extortionists. And to this date, I still believe that they are not. And what happens is when dentists see that their Yelp reviews are getting filtered, they try harder to get more Yelp reviews, and they make things worse.
Yeah, I can totally see doing that, though, because if you don't realize that Yelp really only wants active Yelpers, I get it. I totally get it.
And how would you know that? Unless you did this every day, there's no way you would know that. You would just be disappointed.
Yeah.
So. Anyhow.
All right. So at this point, we're getting pretty close to the end here. And I'm saying there's a bunch of listeners and you're okay. I get it. Tell us a little bit about your service and how we can contact you, what it's going to be like if we decide to use you, how much it's going to cost, that sort of thing. Give us the 3-minute pitch on how we can get in touch and use you.
Okay. Well, thank you. The name of our system is the 5-star review system, and we host it on a site called bestlocalreviews.com. The system does some really cool things. It separates the people that want to give you 5 stars from those that don't. So you are guaranteed that you're not going to get anything less than 5 stars. You can send people to any review site you want, Google, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Health Grades, Vitals, Rate MDs, Better Business Bureau, wherever you want. It has a really cool follow-up feature that will double your response rate without you having to do anything. It also allows you to send a coupon or a flyer to your customers, your patients, with a request that they share it with your friend. And Alan, we've got tons of people that tell me, Bob, I love the review part of your system, but oh my gosh, this referral part of the tool is paying for this thing 10 times over. So those are just some of the things the system does. Now, price-wise, We have three different prices. We have a one-time setup fee of $99.
Okay.
And we set up the entire system. But this is our policy. We don't want anyone buying the system until it is completely set up for your practice and you know how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually do the training before you buy it. So with the $99 setup fee, we set it up and it's a 45-minute training program. And by the way, if any of your listeners tell us that they heard about the system on Dental Hacks,
okay,
we'll deduct $50 from that
nice
startup.
Nice. There you go. There's the offer.
There you go.
Tell them you heard it from Dental Hacks, and they'll knock $50 off. Thank you very much. That's awesome.
Well, no, thank you. So the startup fee is only $49. Now, we have three different monthly services. They range from $149 a month to $99 a month to $49 a month. Now, I will tell you that the vast, vast majority of the dentists that use our system are using the $49 a month service, and it does everything they need. There are only two additional things the more expensive ones do. Number one, if you want the $99 or $149, we have the system set up so you can brand it so it literally looks like it is your system.
Okay.
It doesn't look like Best Local Reviews. And the other thing is you can track review requests and the quality of service from all the dentists in your office and the dental hygienist. But again, I'd say 90% of all the dentists that use our service have the $49 service. This is the other thing. We have no long-term commitment. We don't do that. And here's why. We know the people that use the system and use it right, they can't get over it. They're like,
yeah,
$49 a month. This is unbelievable. And again, it's not the reviews. It's the referrals. But if you're not using it in the manner it's supposed to be used, and that's the only reason it doesn't work, we don't want you spending it. We'll actually call you and go, Alan, look, it's been 45 days. You not use the system. Why don't we just turn it off and save you some money? So we don't have any long-term commitments. And thank you for letting me talk about it there.
That is terrific. Wow, that is really cool. I think you're going to be hearing from people. And, okay, so if they need to get in touch with you to ask questions about anything you had on the show, you can email us at info@dentalhacks.com. Or, Bob, do you have an email they can reach you guys at?
Absolutely. You can email me at bob@bestlocalreviews.com. Or, you know, again, we're in Hawaii, so the time difference is pretty weird. But if you're on the East Coast and you're up until 11 o'clock at night, call us.
Okay.
You know, our number here is area code 808-891-0449.
Very good. And I'll make sure all that is on the show notes, too, so people don't have to go digging for it here.
Bob, thanks, Al.
I have nothing to say but thank you. This was terrific. I feel like I know so much more about reviews. And I mean, we talk about reviews a lot. This was really good. So I appreciate
it. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you so much for spending time with me tonight. And we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks, Alan.
Bye-bye now.